Welcome to this year's 2020 ID reviews. And as you've seen in my previous podcast, I said we've covered three songs already, and that's Bad Liar, It's Time, and Birds. So for this second part of this episode one, we are going to review two songs, and these two songs are Bullet in a Gun and Born to Be Yours. You do not know what are these songs, or why am I reviewing it? Well, you'll find out later on. So, from this moment till the end of the podcast, I want you guys to rate Bullet in a Gun and Birds throughout. I mean, like, if you think which rating I should definitely pick higher or lower or the same, but never mind. I don't care about ratings, but nobody cares. I just said it for fun. But anyway, let's get straight to our well-known song first, and we're going to review Born to Be Yours. And this song is by Imagine Dragons, and it's featuring Kygo. And if you do not know who is Kygo, he's a music artist, a DJ producer, if I'm not wrong. Because he creates great songs, he is really, really cool. So, as you can see, he's a DJ, he's a singer, songwriter. How is he a singer? Maybe in the video. Maybe, but anyway, and you can see he's a record producer, he's a songwriter, he's a DJ. So he's really good at producing songs. So let's go and review this song that he did with Imagine Dragons. It's a collaboration, and it's really amazing because this song has some beat, has some pop, I would say, and I would say dance voice is like half of the way he sings Original Me by Youngblood, which is actual tone. Half of it is, if I were to listen Born to Be Yours and Original Me, I would say Original Me is higher than what he actually sang in Born to Be Yours. So let's go through the scores, the lyrics for this Born to Be Yours. So basically the first song, the first line, it says, I know I've given up 100 times before, but I know a miracle is not something to ignore. So this song is called Born to Be Yours. So basically the first line says, I know I've given up 100 times before. And this line says he's given up 100 times before, but he knows it's a miracle. So the first verse is pretty damn easy. That means that when you give up 100 times and it's a miracle, it's not something to be ignored. You have to focus on those who've given up to make them never give up, because it's about somewhat, I would say, life, if I'm not wrong. And definitely whoever has gave up, do not give up, never give up, because there's always more in future that leads you to a great family, job, everything. So next one says, you take me for a fool. So that part, you take me for a fool, that part down there, it's a is a lyric for those bullies, if I'm not wrong. You take me for a fool. Maybe he actually talked to the wrong person or whatsoever, and because the next line says, "I never knew anybody till I knew you." Ooh. Basically, it's like, so you're 101. If you do not know, you have to interview them first. Just like people interviewing Imagine Dragons. And you have to interview first before they can know you. Because if you don't get interviewed, how they are going to know you? So maybe this one says, he takes the person who's talking to this person for a fool, which is, he thinks that he's a fool or something, but I did not know. We'll see. Let's see the next lines. And I know when it rains or it pours, and I know I was born to be yours. So maybe, so next one is, and I know when it rains or it pours. This one, it's gotta be something that connects with this lyrics, because this lyrics actually meant something again. And I know when it rains or it pours, it needs some thinking again, because I don't know what the line says, but the following line says, and I know I was born to be yours. So basically, this person was born to be that person, was born to be his family member or something, because it's like, born to be yours. It means he was born to be his family, to be with his family. Because suddenly he knew who is he, so he know who's that person. Okay, but I still do not know the line says, and I know when it rains so it pours. Or maybe when it rains, it pours on those. I actually do not know, but we're gonna go forward with the next verse. Are you the only one lost in the millions? Now this song, it means something. This song actually really, really means something, because this song, I mean this line again, are you the only one? So this song, this lyrics, oh my gosh, are you the only one lost in the millions? So that means this line says, is he the only one that is lost out of people around the world? And then next one, oh, are you my grain of sand? So speaking of grain of sand, it means, or is he part of the family or something? I did not know, honestly, but we're just gonna review this song. It's pretty tough single by Kygo and Imagine Dragons. But the next line says, that's blowing in the wind. Now this part, blowing in the wind. So the sand, so is he, if is the last person, the only one, blowing in the wind, or is it the grain of sand? That means, the one who actually, like, talks to this person who thought that is his family member. So maybe he thought that he is lost. Probably it's about loss, this song. But the next one, it says the same old thing, but then it comes to this part. There's so many lines that says, I was born to be yours, I was born, I was born to be yours, I was born. That means he is like dying to feel that he is born to be
that person, who was born to be with that person, stay with that person, and also to be together with that person forever. So finally, the ending of this song says, "I was born to be yours." So means he finally met that person who is supposed to be with him, but finally met him after a few decades or something. But I have after 100 times 4, it means 100 years later or something, I do not know, but maybe millions later, or maybe it could be flashback to the day he went to the grave and he thought of the name of this person that he talked to, because it's they've been friends or they've been a family member to him, and maybe they kick him out at first, and at the end he died, and they met him at this grave, and suddenly he cried because he was born to be his, he was born to be hers or whatsoever, because maybe it could mean that way. It's not about maybe interviewing, but it could be another time and a different story. And this is like a different story, because there's a two kinds of story for this to happen. There could be two types of story for Born to Be Yours. And if you've seen in the music video, there is a, if I'm not wrong, it's a, it looks like a, what is that called? Maybe it's that, I don't know what's it called, but that little big creature or big monster or whatever that we call a, he actually was finding love. Because, so speaking of love, maybe he could be finding a lost person, finding a person who he loves for a very, very long time. He could spend the time together with that person, and maybe he could throw back to that video, because it's like a connection though, from what I said to him interview. So speaking of interview, he's also has interview or talk to that girlfriend or whatever, because there's a girl, maybe this girl together with him, together with that big monster who I do not know, but it's like really the same thing as what happened in the music video, from what I said to the video. Oh my gosh, this is like the first time I ever encountered this type of songs with a different story. There's three different stories actually, but they could be a flashback somehow. But I think that could be it for this Born to Be Yours review. So do give a rating from 1 to 10, because I'll be rating it at the end of this first episode for part 2. For all the songs from It's Time to Bullet in the Gun. So the next song that we're going to, oh my gosh, I'm dying out of breath, but anyway, this next song we're going to review is called Bullet in a Gun. And this song, it's a like shot in the head, to be honest. It's like a shot in the head, but anyway, so this one, it says first verse that says the Roman king, the Romulus, the precipice, born to change the final days, the last praise, Augustus, Nero taking names. So speaking of this line, it says the final days, lesser praise, because maybe during the final days he prays the Roman king and the precipice and the Romulus, or whatever, the Romulus, the guy, maybe because he was born to change, so he prays him for the last time before maybe he died, because it says the final days, that means he's gonna die, honestly. So that Augustus, Nero taking names, that part, it means they are taking over the Romulus and the precipice, which is I think it's like a Roman name or something, I do not know, but it's like pretty close to this. Maybe he's taking over them since they died or whatever. So then next one. I'm high, then I'm low, low, stop, then I go, go, bipolar, oh, oh, yes, then I'm no, no. So I'm high, then I'm low, low, so I'm high, then I'm low, low. It could be he's high, then I'm low, low. This one, this line says, I'm high, then I'm low, low. Alright, this song, this lyrics is tough. Because there's this verse that says yes, sometimes says no, and it says in the middle or something. But literally, I can't think of any way how to solve this, how to review this type of lyrics. But to be honest, I'm high, then I'm low, low. Sorry. He's high, then I'm low, low. I'm high, then I'm low, low. So this one says maybe Augustus is high, then Nero is low, or could be the other way around, which is Nero is high, Augustus is low. They say stop, then I go, go. Maybe they think who should battle someone or someone. Because it's the battle, because there's this line that says pull the trigger back, back. So there's one of these heroes that has a gun, definitely. Then it says pull the trigger back, back. So it's like a song that is, it's like there's a battle of, I would say, like maybe Roman kings or something. I do not know how to say this, but maybe they are battling with each other, or they're battling with an enemies. And they do not know how to decide, and there's one of those Augustus and Nero who has a bipolar, so maybe they say, so they do not know who should battle him, so then say yes, let him know, that means he, one of them do not have. Then they say my time will come, I promise that. So maybe the one who has bipolar will definitely battle, if for those, the one who has bipolar will make sure that next time when there's another battle, he will promise that he will battle, because I make sure that this guy doesn't have bipolar anymore. But probably bipolar will stay for a long time, and definitely he hopes he will come when the time is right and get back to battling with that enemy or whatsoever. Then it says the next verse, it says bullet in a gun, but in the end my time will come. It was like a same old thing. So it's like he's like thinking, when is his time to shoot a gun? It's a bullet in a gun, definitely. When will he shoot the gun? When is he gonna pull the trigger back? Who's gonna pull the trigger back? And that's like a two-way story, but I do not know how to say it. So like a bullet in a gun, blood, sweat, and tears to be the one. Now this line says bullet, like a bullet in a gun, so it's like them being the bullet in a gun. It feels like it's like the bullet has blood, sweat, and tears when it's shot inside a person's body, when it's shot on a person's arms, chest, or even head. It feels like blood, sweat, and tears, and that's what it meant. So it means that this line says the bullet feels like blood, sweat, and tears. So that's how I could relate right now. But if you guys know how to relate, do comment down below, because I really do not know how to relate really, really well. But I'm just doing these reviews because it's just for just for fun. I mean, not just for fun, it's just for Imagine Dragons content, just to make you guys feel not bored at home. Instead of listening to old or watching to old Imagine Dragons songs, it's a great way to definitely listen to this podcast, because this podcast is a weekly podcast. And sometimes I do not have the time, but I'll definitely promise that next time when I have the time, I will do it. But especially when days I am busy, I will definitely say I can't do it because I'm busy. But if I'm not busy, then I'll do it. So this podcast is only specially made for all Imagine Dragons fans and for you guys to listen and know what is it about. Because I actually think that this song, every song that I review, it makes me feel a bit like sometimes sad, sometimes emotional, sometimes really different feelings to these songs. Some songs make me feel good, sometimes make me feel bad, sometimes make me feel okay. Sometimes make me feel like I want to quit because it's the way they did this is a little bit more different. But anyway, to make this happen, to make it happy, you have to find a song that is really appropriate for us. Because the songs that are appropriate for us are songs that will brighten up the day. But some songs literally feels like they're kidding you. Literally, but they're not. Because they are not your enemies, they are just songs to listen. And all these songs have different meanings. That's why I said in the previous podcast, if I'm not wrong. And then all these songs are really, really great. Because, you know, it is really one of the... Oh my gosh, these sounds keep killing this podcast every time in the afternoons. And currently in here it's 2:41 PM on 24th of July, and I feel like I'm gonna die right now. But no way, I'm not gonna die, because your life is always worth living, no matter what. Remember that, Imagine Dragons fans, your life is always worth living. Alright, this next one, let's go. So next one, it says, we're gonna go with the next verse. To make a name, you pay the price. To make a line, no other way. Now that line really means something that could definitely be a possible to make a name, you pay the price, give a lot, no other way. Sorry. To make a name, you pay the price. So to make a name, you pay the price. So maybe if you want to put your name or something, you have to pay your life. You say you have to give your life, no other way, because there's no other way. Because it says no other way. So every time they fall into a trap, it says to make a name, you pay the price. You give your life, no other way, because it's the devil's deal. Because the devils told them that it's a deal. If you want to make your name appear, you have to pay the price, you have to give your life. That means you make them die no matter what. So it says to wear the crown, rise up from the ground. So this line says to wear the crown, rise up from the ground. It means if you accept this deal, and you want to wear the crown, you have to be dead first, and you can be you can get the crown so that you can rise up from the dead. So it's like a zombie type of song, to be honest. But I really can't imagine how this is going to feel like reviewing this song, because it feels so spooky and scary. And look at this, it's gonna start like, they're gonna be like a creepy song, to be honest. Billy and the Gun is like creepy song. How, what on earth? And you know, people, some say they do not like this song, and this is why. Because it feels like it's a horror movie or something, because it feels like if you want to wear the crown, you have to be dead first, and you can go up and wear the crown. Because it's like, I can feel what people could feel, honestly. And the reason why people do not like this song is because of this type of lyrics that, oh my gosh, it feels like you should be dead, but no, you should not be dead. You should just listen to it no matter what, because it's just a song. It's not to make you harm yourself or whatsoever. And yeah, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And it goes repeat again to the same. So we have one more line here, one more verse. So this line says, how many voices go unheard, how many lessons never learned, how many others fear the light, fear the pain, go insane, lose your mind, lose yourself, you only care about fame and wealth. So how many voices go unheard? This question or line says, how many voices go unheard? Probably he did not know how many voices they can't hear, because they're literally asking someone who's alive and tell them how many voices go unheard. That means you want to say how many dead people are not hearing anything. Honestly, if I'm not wrong, that should be the question. But I do not know how to answer this type of question, because it's like a random question. It asks you stupid questions. How many voices go unheard? Obviously, dead people can't even talk. So they cannot be heard unless you are alive. But next one says, how many lessons never learned? Let me just ask him back. I think he's asking the person who is alive, never learned, how many lessons never learned? How many lessons never learned? It means maybe it's the devil who's asking this question. You may never know. How many lessons never learned? Or is it the angel? It could be back to the angel. Because angel normally asks good questions. Great questions, it doesn't let you be dead. But I do not know how to say, but how many lessons never learned could be a devil who's saying, or could be a angel. But I do not think it's a angel, because because devil always says negative stuff. And how many lessons never learned is like, it's like a teacher. So that means it's like a angel that is asking it. So I could feel like it's an angel who's asking how many lessons never learned, and it's maybe how many lessons never learned what? Bullet in a gun, pulling trigger back, learning how to put a gun, learning how to put the bullet in a gun or whatsoever, because this line says how many lessons never learned. That means this story is asking them to learn how to put the bullet in a gun, and that's why the song is called Bullet in a Gun. And to be honest, there's many ways to this story, this song as well, because I could feel that it's a really intense song. Some of the lines make me fear most of the time. Not most of the time, but some of the time. How many artists feel the light, feel the pain, go insane? So how many artists feel the light? So if they're shown on the spotlight, and how many feel the pain, that means they feel the pain when they're singing. So speaking of artists, so how many artists when they perform, is it
Is that what it mean? Is that what this lyric means? How do eyes feel the light, feel the pain go insane? What that means, do they go insane? Do they feel the light? Do they feel the pain? So that means, are they scared of the light? Are they scared of pain? And do they go insane? This is like a question mark, to be honest, because you do not know who fear the light. You do not know who fear the pain, who go insane. But if you speak of artists, there could be a music artist, it could be a DJ artist, it could be an EDM artist, it could be every type of artist. It could be even the art people. People who learn art, people who do paintings, drawings, what? They could fear the light, but I don't think they should be on stage, because unless they are showing, they are exhibiting their project work, then they could be on stage, like a masterpiece that could be leading to somewhere else that is great, beautiful. But this one, it means like so many good things. I mean, so many bad things. I said it wrongly, but anyway. How many artists fear the light? How many fear the pain? So you can be. I know people are scared of getting pains, such as ankle pain, such as what type of pains? You know, what pain? There's so many type of pains. I mean, like, they fear the pain. The fear of being dead, or the fear of going insane. Going insane, it means maybe they could go crazy. They could go crazy for the rest of life. So speaking of that, I now found out that the next line says you only care about fame and wealth. So those who cares about fame and wealth feels that they fear the light, they fear the pain, they will go insane. They will lose their mind, they will lose themselves, and then they will sell out. It means I think they would be by then dead or something. I do not know. I do not know how to elaborate on this, but it's pretty like a scary song, to be honest. It's what people think it is, because I know that it feels really scary to be in this situation where there's a person who wants to fear the pain, go insane. But it's really enough wrecking lyrics though, because this lyrics means horror. It's like horror lyrics, you know. It's like a horror movie, this song, to be honest. I do not know what is Dan thinking, to be honest. If you guys know what is Dan thinking about this song lyrics, you guys can please follow me and DM me about what do you think this song is about. What do you think all this verse means, and do you think Dan Reynolds and the band thinks that this song will be a song that they will never be I really can't say anything more, but that Dan Reynolds will never be Oh my gosh, this is crazy. But this song is really being about like a horror movie or something. It's like there's a devil. This is a devil, because it says the devil steal in the second verse right after the chorus. And I find that this person is learning to put the bullet in the gun. And then it's trying to shoot a person, kill a person. So that means it's trying to hurt others. Does Dan Reynolds always think that hurting others is It's like a good thing. Do you think what you think is he thinking that way or is he not? Do you DM me? And that's the question though. And I would say this song is not a good song, to be honest, because I found out that all of you fire breathers do not like this song, most of them, to be honest. They do not like this album because they have not performed it live. Especially last year, they could have a chance to perform it live for their Origins, tour. They could have performed, but if they did not perform, then I would say this is a wasted album. This is a wasted time for them to create an album which is quite useless and which is quite lots of effort, but did not have any good things with it, because then literally did not sing any songs except for Birds, except for Bad Liar, except for Machine, except for some, I think West Coast, yeah, definitely. And I think some of the songs that they did not sing are most of them, and it's like a pretty wasted time to create this kind of songs when you do not perform it live. But I would say performing it live would be better. At least people would know what the meaning of it. Maybe he would say it on stage, but he just not want to put up a Imagine Dragons tour last year because they say they want to take a break. But how long is the break? That's the question right now. How long are they taking a break? They're taking a break for like years, months, 20,000 years, I bet. Anyway, I'm not trying to be angry with them, I'm not trying to be angry with you guys, but it's just that it's a hard question. And I know last year they went to perform Bottle Rock, they went to perform in Rock and Rio, and it's like a good day for them. But I see they've been performing their Evolve album most of the time, like Believer, their hits, which is their best songs. I know they have best songs, but why don't we try a new song? That's the thing. If you create a new album, you should try singing songs that should be debuted on the stage live, like Birds, and Machine, which Machine literally just played on Corona Capital in 2018. And I don't think it sounds nice on live, but if it's during a close air, like, you know, the Origins experience, then that would be a pretty good venue. But I would say if you're performing outside and it's the song Machine, that song should be played in the close venue because it will feel more rock, more loud, more good on stage. If you're doing on the open air, I think it would not feel good because it would feel like you can't hear anything sometimes. If you have problems listening to those loud vocals by Dan, then I think this Machine is not. It's not the right choice for you to go to a Imagine Dragons concert if you can't hear any Machine, because that is an Imagine Dragons song, and Imagine Dragons song, they are good, but even though they are good, and I think they should be performing it live most of the time, especially new songs. And even though I find that they have not sang Dancing in the Dark live, I think there was once, but not most of the time. So if they did not sing it live most of the time, then I think that song should be used for something else. It should be used when people are waiting for the TRF Gala. Dancing in the Dark could be used while waiting for TRF Gala. That could be the right song choice, but I know it's like a yoga, like some of, oh my gosh. Alright, there's thunder down here, but anyway, we're gonna continue. Alright, but even though dancing in the dark does not feel right, does not feel suit on during live performances. I think that dancing in the dark can be used for waiting, you know. Songs by origin songs also could be used while waiting for TRF get up. You should be using that because if there's no music then what on earth are they putting up those crazy nice venues? And this year they are performing it outside at the outdoor pavilion at the Wynn Las Vegas, and that is a good sign. That's a good sign. I think it's in August or October, if I'm not wrong, I'm not mistaken. Well yeah, it's not in August, it's in October or September if I'm not wrong. And I think they should really play origin songs but from the radio, definitely. Through Spotify. That's their songs should be played, especially origin songs. Because most of them have not been played live, and last year I think there were only a few concerts that we get to see on during live, sometimes during on YouTube. That could be one of the best. But I think that would be it for today. But before we end off this podcast part 2 of episode 1, I'm going to give a rating of each of the 5 songs from this whole episode 1. So for Bad Liar, I would give a rating of 8 out of 10 because I think it's a great choice. Definitely great choice of lyrics, it's a great choice of songs, a breakup song, honestly. I would say that's the best song out of all the songs. And Bullet and Gun, I don't know how to say it, but I would say 5 out of 10. Five out of 10, because honestly it feels like a horror song, to be honest. They could be using it in a horror song, horror movie. It's time. That song, this song really means a lot. This song is time. It really, really means a lot. But this song, it's time to begin. I really love this song. This song, I'm gonna rate. I say 10 out of 10 because there's some great meaning behind it, honestly. And there's no better way than listening to fans singing this song together with Ben every time he sings before the first part. After the first song, he sings "It's Time" most of the time. And Birds, this song, it's a pretty emotional song, to be honest, but I would say this song will never be missed because this song should be played live all the time. Because I have a feeling that this song can play better in live. And we heard them play Birds in TRF Gala 2019 last year. And it's amazing. It really sounds amazing. I cannot believe they did an acoustic version. But right now I want to hear a version that is on stage that is better than what they did before, because I want an improved version. But even though it's an acoustic, I still like it, and I would give this a rating. I do not know how do I rate this, but probably maybe it's a 7 out of 10 emotional song. Though people doing Rock and Roll feels like crying or emotional, because it's really a moment of best memories throughout. And he sang Birds live, which is a pretty lovely song, a pretty sad song, lovely song. This song is for all those who have gone has passed away. And this song, I really feel sad about this song, honestly. And lastly, it's about to be yours. And this song, about to be yours, is a Kaido. But the way the song goes really well. I like the way the song goes. I like the way about to be yours sounds from their voice. And the way Kaigo produced this music is really, 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 really amazing. And I heard them play live before. I mean, on YouTube though. not speaking, not live in Singapore, whatsoever. Because I normally watch it on YouTube. So Born to Be Yours, it's a song that you guys should be listening as well. It's about life, I think so. People finding a lost person, if I'm not wrong, because it's a monster, whatever, what they call. I do not know what's a monster called, but it's a creature called. Right? You can just DM me or put it in the comment section below. And I will rate this song, finally, I will rate this song a... This song is a 7 out of 10 as well, because pretty nice song. And also, that is it for the first episode, part 2 of this first episode. And I like to urge everyone to don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Don't forget to give this video a big thumbs up. And don't forget to follow me on my socials at Twitter, at Instagram. I got a Twitter account already, so I'll put it link in the description box below. And we'll see you guys next episode, part 1 part 2. There's two parts actually, because this podcast only lasts like 1 hour, so I have to do two parts, split into two parts. And the next time we meet is the time where we will have a draw for our next episode on the Idol Reviews 2020. Thank you guys for watching, if you're hearing or whatsoever, wherever you are around the world. There's more podcasts coming in your way. And with that, my Dragon's Rocks out.